Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Are you ready?
All right, my wife, get out of here. All right, my wife, and uppercut. He's all night. He's going great against us. Going to center right. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
Ladies and gentlemen, Taco Man Radio is on the air, live on Sports Violent SB Nation Sports Radio. Obviously, I am Johnny Taco, folks. Little forewarning here as we are just hours away, of course, from Super Bowl 2018 between the upstart Philadelphia Eagles, of course, and Tom Brady's New England Patriots. Can anybody smell an upset here? How about a rout? How about a rout? Anyway, as for this hour of Sports Overnight America, in all likelihood, this will be a no-nonsense type of broadcast meeting. I don't care if I hurt your feelings, but that's never the intent, but it is what it is. Anyway, February 4th, 2018, and while the Super Bowl, of course, is just hours away and indoors, who would want to brave the snow to hang out in Minnesota? People from Minnesota, I guess. Anyway, we'll also look hard at the 2018 NFL Hall of Fame inductees that include, of course, the often-snubbed Terrell Owens, and, of course, a man once charged with murder, the infamous Ray Lewis, a 13-time All-Pro. Open phone lines coast-to-coast and around the planet, folks. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529 in simple numbers. That's the set, 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we also got the guilt-free, no-commitment text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. In addition to Tom Brady, we'll hear from Joe Montana, of course, talks on boxing, of course, the USC and the NBA, all that and more on the Taco Man Radio Show.
Love daily fantasy, but tired of being stuck on the sidelines? We have some great news. Now you can make picks live when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, and if you're right, win real cash and get to talk trash. WinView Games is a live sports prediction app that is sweeping the nation, and it's super easy to play. During the game, props are sent straight to your phone. You can compete in tournament-style contests that are available every quarter. WinView also has a $12,500 jackpot during the NFL playoffs called the Perfect Game. It's a winner-take-all prize if you get each prop right during the quarter. So, put your sports obsession to better use. Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. $20 first-time depositors get a $20 playthrough match. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
In an interview with Andrea Kramer of NFL Network, Jonathan Kraft was asked if he could ever envision a scenario in which he would have to tell you that you have to retire. And he said that you've earned the right to make that decision yourself. And I'm curious, what does that latitude mean to you to hear that coming from him?
Why does everyone want me to retire so bad? I don't get it. I'm having fun. The team's doing good. I know I'm a little bit older than most of the other guys, but, I'm really enjoying it. I obviously enjoy the experience of playing in this game. This has been, obviously a dream come true, many times over. And, it takes a lot of hard work to get here. And our team, I think, is, working hard. We had a good practice today. We're going to need a couple more good ones. We're playing against, great football teams. So I'm not thinking about retirement. I'm thinking about the Super Bowl and trying to win the most important game of the year. And it's going to take a lot to do it. Hi there.
Hey. Do you remember the first time you saw a kid wearing your jersey?
Yeah, I was in college. That was, very surreal. And obviously in Boston and New England, there's quite a bit of that. And it's always a bit surreal to see that. But I was a kid growing up and rooting for the 49ers and having, Joe Montana jerseys and Steve Young jerseys. I met Tom Rathman and Roger Craig at a store opening one day, and they signed a pair of shoes for me. And I kept them in my room, for as long as I could until my mom threw them out. But I was a kid, too, and I had people I looked up to and was very fortunate to be in the Bay Area at a great time. And, hopefully the kids in New England are all feeling the same way. They get to grow up and watch, the team do well. So that was there's some similarities there.
Tom, not really a retirement question, but
good.
Steve DeBerg, when he came back to play, he started a game at the age of 44, and he actually was on a Super Bowl roster at the age of 45 with the Falcons in 1995. My first question is, were you aware of those two things? And the follow-up is there any desire on your part to maybe break those records? Not really a retirement question.
I didn't know that about Steve DeBerg. I know he was a great player, and obviously he played for a long time. That's great credit to him. I've always wanted to play to my mid-40s, so, we'll see. And football is such a physical sport. Every game really could be your last game. It's the reality of the sport, so you know, I'd love to plan for those things. I try to work hard at the things I need to in order to allow my body to feel good, you know, week after week, year after year. You know, I've got a good routine that's really worked for me, especially over the last, 10, 12 years. So as long as I feel like I'm willing to make the commitment to doing those things, then I feel like my body will be able to allow me to do that. And so that's obviously what my goals are.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah. My man, Tom Brady, of course, a graduate of Juniper Serra High School. Serra High School, we call it here in San Mateo, California. It's about 25 miles south of the city by the bay. And, of course, another alumni, Barry Bonds, Mr. Home Run King, steroids or not. Bottom line is Barry Bonds and Tom Brady both went to Juniper Serra High in San Mateo, California. Well, you know, back in the day, Joe Montana was the king of all kings. I mean, there would never be anybody who could come close to Joe Montana as far as his stats were concerned. The fact he never threw an interception in the Super Bowl. I mean, he was perfect in the Super Bowl. Of course, Tom Brady's lost in the Super Bowl. Brady's put up some hella numbers, man. I mean, Brady's put up some numbers that if you were to look at numbers alone, he would have to be considered the greatest of all time by his accomplishments just alone. I mean, come on, man. Give Tom Brady. Listen, a year and a half ago, two years ago, I used to kick Tom Brady in the teeth. I did it time and time and time again. But you know what? I'd never bet against him. I wouldn't bet against him. I didn't bet against him this year. I went with him this year. I bet the money line this entire year with him, okay? I think I lost three times, okay? Wow. So if you bet a bundle on the game tomorrow and you follow me all year, you're not going to lose any money. You'll be breaking even. I mean, I could bet $5,000 on the $5,500 to win $5,000 tomorrow, okay? And guess what? It wouldn't come out of my pocket. It would come out of the money I made this year just betting the money line. That's where you've really got to concentrate on, folks. I mean, I'll tell you time and time again, for most of my life, I chased that point spread. Of course, I put down 11.5 points for the Super Bowl when the 49ers were favored over the Denver Broncos, and they won like 45-10 or 55-10. Did some crazy score, but anyway, they're up 35-0 at halftime. I lost like 10 pounds during the game because I bet $11,000 to win $10,000. I mean, you know. Betting the high life. But I'm telling you, that point spread stuff, it just drives you crazy. If you bet the money line this year with Tom Brady, you won, and you won big. So tomorrow, the money line, actually later today, the money line, of course, the Super Bowl 2018, the upstart Philadelphia Eagles. And listen, it's not that I'm not saying the Eagles don't have a chance. They do have a chance. It's slim and none, and Slim just left town. I mean, I hate to steal a line from Don King, but that's just the way it is. I mean, you know, this is all about Brady and the New England Patriots. I mean, give Mr. Kraft his credit. Give Double B, Big Belichick, give him his due, man. I mean, this guy is just, whether he does things on the sly or not, he is the man. He is the premier coach as far as the NFL is concerned. You want to talk about the best coaches of all time? Of course, I witnessed, got to work alongside as a policeman here in San Francisco. I worked alongside Bill Walsh as a cop working some of the 49er games. One 49er game, I got to walk him from the locker room to the press conference. But the bottom line is, I saw some pretty good football coaches out here. Joyd Seifert, of course, maybe Dick Nolan, but of course, the great Hall of Famer Bill Walsh. But Big Bill, good Lord, look what he's done. Belichick, look what he's done, man. He's about to do it again. I mean, this is all about Tom Brady and the boys. Anyway, Tom Brady, of course, when he grew up, he went to Candlestick Park, and that's, of course, where I saw the magic catch. Of course, that's when Dwight Clark pulled down that pass from Joe Montana, and that just set the entire Super the 49er franchise ablaze. Of course, we won a bunch of Super Bowls after that. Anyway, Joe Montana, let's see what Joe Montana has to say about Tom Brady. Here's Joe
when
on
When you
Tom.
Look at Brady, what do you see of yourself in him, whether that be leadership or composure, poise, things like that?
Well, it's hard to compare guys, and he's in a completely different style of player than I was. He's most of the time in the shotgun. I don't think I ever stepped foot. Well, I did once, and then snapped the ball over my head, and Bill said, "Forget it, get under the center." And so, he's a different style player. He likes to be in the pocket, and we all try to stay in the pocket, but I didn't stay there if I didn't have to. I don't know if there's a club. I mean, you guys make the club, and Terry and I don't sit around talking about that, but I think it's great for him. He's had a great career. The thing with him is he's still got enough age on him that he can probably get back here another time or two, so it'd be fun to watch him.
He's a Hall of Famer, in your mind.
injuries.
Oh, yeah. He didn't have to, yeah, long before this. I mean, you got guys who have done not anywhere near what he's accomplished and made it in the Hall of Fame, so obviously he's long past that.
How about him and Bill, if they go win the kind of the modern-day dynasty, what you guys had with the 49ers and certainly with the Steelers? And,
yeah, I think the thing I like about him is they've been able to do it with different teams. And, you know, obviously there's a connection between him and Bill, and that's probably the biggest key. When you have that connection with the quarterback, you can make things work with just about whoever you got. Doesn't matter.
What a weekend, of course, Super Bowl 2018, and everybody's rocking and rolling. And, you know, as I said, Minnesota is probably not the place to go clubbing. I've been to Minnesota. I've been to Minnesota in the wintertime, folks. It's not a fun place. I'm kidding you not. Outside of the Mary Tyler Moore statue that I saw one time, it wasn't too cool. We drove around Minneapolis. It was freezing cold in Minneapolis the entire time we were there. I mean, the sun never shined. What can I say? My Nordic friends, being half Norwegian, there's a lot of Norwegians in Minnesota, and I got to tell you, it's awfully cold. Anyway, the Super Bowl will, of course, be the hot event, but I doubt if the NFL will be returning to any snow type of atmospheres anytime soon. I really don't think this is going to bring in the revenue that other Super Bowls have because of the fact that it's in the snow. I mean, yeah, a lot of people from Minnesota want to go maybe in the surrounding states, but they want to bring in high rollers and people with big money in this. Now, of course, big money want to come in and see Tom Brady. Big money doesn't want to see the upstart Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, they're getting no respect. The bottom line is, I'm not even talking much about them. Hey, 4.5 points on the point spread. As I said, don't bet the spread, baby. It's minus 200. Minus 200 and Tom Brady. That's like stealing money. Betting on the Super Bowl and Tom Brady at minus 200? Come on. If you can't get that bet down, folks, what can I say? It's a sorry day in the world of sports because I think Tom Brady is just going to run away with this. Will I see him beating the spread by maybe 2-3 touchdowns? Listen, once New England gets rocking and rolling, and once they put Philadelphia in check and they realize the genius of big Bill Belichick, of course, and Tom Brady, then they'll just sit back in awe and they will take the whooping that they've got coming to them. That's just the way it is. Hey, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings, you people from Minnesota and you folks from Philadelphia. I'm sorry. You know, Minnesota is a crummy place to live in the wintertime, probably in the summertime too. But Philadelphia, what can I say? You're not winning the Super Bowl. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You want to call me the F-word? You can. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned, of course, to Taco Man Radio, baby, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
One more knee needs to be taken. They'll line up in the victory formation. Brady takes the knee, and that is going to do it. The champs are back, and the dynasty continues. The New England Patriots are going to Super Bowl 52, knocking off the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-20. For Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, it's Super Bowl number 8 for their Hall of Fame careers.
We got one more to go. We're going to go out there and try to win it for you guys. And that's all we got. We love you, Patriots out!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Hey, Tom, Steve Burton, WBZ in Boston.
What's up, big guy?
How you doing, man? Hey, listen, I know you've been through a lot. Your body's been through a lot over your career. But was there ever a time you were bitten by a dog in Patriots practice? And if it was, could you tell that story?
Wow. Yeah, I was bitten by two dogs. One when I was little in Minnesota, my grandpa's farm here. Yeah, I gave the dog a bone and then went down to give the dog a kiss. I was young, and he bit right through my lip. So that was pretty rough. And then the second dog bite, which you're referring to, we were in the stadium. This was, I don't know how many years ago. There was some military training going on in our stadium. Mr. Kraft had allowed some military members to do some training that they needed to do, and I was able to witness it at night. It was during training camp. And we got a chance to go on the field after and meet a lot of the guys, and we're going to take a kind of a team picture, their team, and then there was a few of us that went out there. I think it was Vince and Gerard and Mr. Kraft and Jonathan, and I was walking out to the middle of the field, and there's helicopters flying in, and everyone's lined up, and some guys were kind of excited to see us walk out, so I kind of was close to all the guys and didn't realize there was dogs, and obviously those weren't, like Labradors, those were tough dogs. And I raised my arms up, over my head. And right when I raised my arm up, the dog jumped up and I guess was going for my neck. And the guy grabbed the dog back down and the dog got my thigh on the way down. So I was standing there with a bunch of tough guys and they all saw it. And they're like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, of course I'm okay," but I could feel the cut, but obviously I couldn't say anything, like, "Oh man, that hurt," because I'm with the toughest guys in the world. So I just sucked it up for an hour after we, said hi to all the guys and so forth, and then it was probably 10:45 when I went back into our training room, and I called up Jim Whalen, our trainer, and I said, "Hey Jim, I have a problem." He was like, "What is it?" And I said, I just got bit by a dog." He's like, "You got bit by a dog? What are you talking about?" So I had to come over and get it taken care of. So I have a nice little scar on my quad, thanks to that night. So I learned a very valuable lesson.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You wouldn't believe who the NFL announced as the MVP yesterday, would you? If I told you it was Tom Brady, would you be surprised? Would you be shocked? Probably not. Anyway, some other announcements, of course, coming out of Canton, Ohio, the Hall of Fame. Of course, 2018 class is going to include wide receiver, Randy Moss, another wide receiver, Terrell Owen, linebacker, Brian Urlacher, safety, Brian Dawkins, linebacker, Ray Lewis, the infamous Ray Lewis, guard, Jerry Kramer, linebacker, Robert Brazil, and GM, Bobby Bethard. I think he was with San Diego and the Rams for a while. Anyway, bottom line is 2018, the class looks good. Let's start off with Terrell Owens. Of course, he's been snubbed a few times, and people wonder why. Well, you don't have to wonder why. He's an asshole. Everybody knows it. Nobody wants to be around Terrell Owens. I mean, the Niners let him go. Probably he wasn't even close to the peak of his career. The Niners said, you know what, we don't want to. And they just sort of lost interest in him, just let him go. Anyway, the bottom line is Owens, top 10 all-time receptions, 1,078. Of course, receiving yards, 15,934. Receiving touchdowns, 153, of course, kept out of the Hall of Fame for a couple of years, obviously, because he was an asshole. And now they had to let him in. I mean, they had to. I mean, the bottom line is Terrell belongs to be there. And personalities really shouldn't matter. I mean, they really shouldn't matter. I mean, when you go into the Hall of Fame, you should go on your ability, not on you being a jerk or an asshole. And that's just me. Anyway, the bottom line is he deserves his spot. Speaking of a guy who deserves his spot, I don't know about this one. How about... Yeah, he does. Ray Lewis, of course, 13-time All-Pro. No doubt about that. One of the original guys when the franchise left Cleveland and, of course, went to Baltimore. He was one of the original guys, and you got to give him some props. I mean, drafted number 26 overall and back in 1996. I mean, the Ravens, they were rocking, man. I mean, they were just a new team. They're bringing this, of course, another Hall of Famer with them, Jonathan Ogden, and those are like the first new players acquired by the franchise, as I said, after they left Cleveland to go to their new home. But they were the backbone of the Ravens, of course, helping them to win the Super Bowl in the year 2000 when, of course, Lewis was named Super Bowl MVP. He would go on to play 17 seasons at middle linebacker. Wow. All-pro 13 times, including a final time at the age of 36. Was that a charity case or what? Anyway, named the All-Pro team 7 times in his career. Lewis produced 31 interceptions, 17 forced fumbles, 41 and a half sacks, recorded more than 2,000 total tackles. Holy cow. Talk about a guy that brought it. He brought it. But the guy that really brought it was wide receiver Randy Moss. I mean, outside of him and Jerry Rice, man, is there like a 1A or a B or a B? I mean, come on. Those two guys are just incredible wide receivers. No doubt about that. Anyway, maybe the most talented, and some people think, in NFL history outside of Mr. maybe Rice. He's had a fascinating career. Drafted by the Vikings, I think, in 1998, Moss fell to 21st overall because people thought that he was a jerk. Anyway, bottom line is he exploded on the scene, leading the NFL in touchdowns as a rookie with 17, catching 69 passes for 1,313 yards. Of course, partnering with Chris Carter for several years, Moss was just like the most vicious deep threat in the NFL, man. I mean, a highlight reel of his catches over 40 yards lasts over 11 minutes, I'm told. Holy cow. But things are always smooth for him. You know, he's had his issues. Of course, traded to the Raiders in 2005. Didn't do too well. Then he went back, of course, went to the Patriots, man. In 2007, he exploded. I mean, exploded. Caught 98 passes, 1,500 yards, an absurd 23 touchdowns. Of course, ranks fourth in receiving yards all time, 15,292. And, of course, 15th in receptions, 982, and second in receiving touchdowns. You got to give Randy Moss his props, no doubt about it. Now, Ray Lewis, I said infamous Ray Lewis. I don't know. Of course, I didn't mention the fact that he was involved in a murder. Yeah, that's why I say he's infamous. Of course, he was involved in a stabbing. One of his buddies stabbed somebody. He was originally charged with murder. And then, of course, you know, things happen. When you've got money, things happen. Ask O.J. Simpson the first time around. Anyway, Rylan Urlacher. A little bit of surprise for 2018. People thought he might have to wait another year, seeing that Lewis was coming into the Hall of Fame himself. Anyway, Urlacher garnered support. He needed to get a gold jacket on his first attempt. Give him some props. Drafted by the Bears. Spent 13 years with the Bears in mostly dominant fashions. He made Pro Bowls in his first 4 seasons and finished with 8 of them in his career, also making the All-Pro team 4 different times. Give him some props. Another mainstay of dominant defense in the 1990s, of course, talk about Brian Dawkins of the Denver Broncos. Man, 13 years with the Eagles. Take that back. He finished his career. Dawkins finished his career 13 years with the Eagles and 3 with the Broncos with 1,131 total tackles, 26 sacks, and 37 INTs. Man, he also registered 120 passes defense and 36 forced fumbles, so give him some props. Jerry Kramer, long one of the most controversial snubs when it came to the Hall of Fame. Of course, he played 11 seasons with the Packers, winning 5 titles in Green Bay during his tenure. Kramer was eligible for the Hall of Fame back in 1973, was a finalist a ridiculous 10 times. He was an All-Pro 5 times with Green Bay. Kramer was a 2-time Super Bowl winner and a 5-time NFL champion overall. More pops to him. Anyway, finally got in. Robert Brazil spent his entire 10-year career, of course, with the Oilers, earning a Defensive Rookie of the Year back in 1975. Man, that's when I graduated from high school, being the 6th overall pick for Houston that year. Of course, Brazil was the last linebacker from the NFL 1970s. He was like the guy, man, all decade. He made the all-decade team, of course, the first to make it into the Hall of Fame. He was named to 7 Pro Bowls and was in an All-Pro different times, 2 different times of his career. Finished his career with 13 interceptions and 11 forced fumbles. Now, Bobby Bethard was a GM. Big deal. Anyway, he was a GM for the Redskins for 11 years. Give him some props. Bottom line is, he's in the Hall of Fame. I'm not. I should be. Bottom line is, you're tuned to Sports Overnight America, the Taco Man Radio Show, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
Second and 2 at the 11. Clement stays in to the right of Wentz. Shotgun snap comes. He gives it to Clement. Clement at the 10. Clement at the 5. And Clement bangs his way into the end zone for the touchdown. And the Eagles regain the lead. Corey Clement from 11 yards out.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15
$1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
What is happening? Welcome back in another edition of Dom's Diner, the pre-Super Bowl edition. And you know what? Because there was no football this week, we have, and it's just kind of basketball and hockey right now, we have a lot of winning and not a whole lot of losing going on this week. So, jam-packed with winners. I hope you enjoy winners because you're going to get a lot of it tonight at the diner.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
My first winner, WWE. That's right. We're throwing a curveball right off the bat. WWE, they signed Ronda Rousey, the MMA darling, the MMA star, UFC. Put women's mixed martial arts fighting on the map. She's with the WWE now. She was introduced at the Royal Rumble after the very first Women's Royal Rumble. Rousey came out and basically stared and pointed at some stuff. But the point is, that's a huge coup for WWE to land a star of Ronda's magnitude. And not only do they land her, they have somebody with the star power of Ronda Rousey right before their network deal ends. Their deal with USA is coming to an end soon. I don't have the exact date, but it's coming up. And whether they're going to renew it with USA or they're going to look to shop all of their programming, WWE, Monday Night Raw, and SmackDown Live, whether they're going to shop that around to maybe a different network like a Fox Sports or maybe a Spike TV, which I believe is now Paramount Television, the Paramount channel, whether they're going to shop that around is to be seen. But let me tell you this, having somebody on, and she's, Ronda Rousey's a full-time contract, so having somebody with the star power, draw power of Ronda Rousey on your roster full-time, it can only help WWE when it comes to this network, shopping around the network and seeing what they can get in a new deal. So kudos to WWE for landing Ronda Rousey right before their network deal expires and they get to get a lot more money to put programming on a different channel, or when before they re-up with the USA Network. Second winner this week, Alex Smith, traded from the Kansas City Chiefs to the Washington Redskins. And no, the trade itself doesn't make Alex Smith a winner. The Chiefs, a better team than Washington. Kansas City, better defense, better run game, better receivers, all of that. But what earns Alex Smith a spot on my winner's list is that he gets a four-year extension from Washington. Alex Smith is 33 already, so he's got a... Yes, football has contracts that are not all guaranteed, but Alex Smith, big extension, 4 years. He's 33 already, so we might be seeing Alex Smith in Washington until he's 37. So kudos to Alex Smith for getting the extension after the trade. Speaking of the Washington-Kansas City trade, my third winner this week, Kirk Cousins, the former Washington quarterback who had been playing under the franchise tag for the last few years, he's going to get paid somewhere. I don't know where it is. Free agency hasn't even started yet. The season hasn't even ended. But wherever he goes, he's going to get paid because Kirk Cousins obviously is going to be a free agent. Washington will not be bringing him back. They've got their guy with Alex Smith. So Kirk Cousins, whether he goes to the Jets, the Giants, the Broncos, the Browns, wherever he might decide to go, he's going to get paid. And I think he's going to have a decision to make. Do I chase the maximum amount of money I can get and go to a team like the Browns? Or do I take a little bit less and go to a team that I can contend with like the Broncos? So it remains to be seen what Kirk Cousins will be doing. But whatever he does, wherever he goes, he's going to get paid. So Kirk Cousins, my third winner this week. Next winners, plural. NFL Hall of Fame 2018 class announced Saturday night, and it's a good list, man. Robert Brazil, Dr. Doom, Ray Lewis, Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl champion, Bobby Bethard, the architect of Washington. C.J. Bethard, 49ers quarterback, his grandpa. Bobby Bethard gets in. Packers offensive line great Jerry Kramer. Eagles safety Brian Dawkins. Bears middle linebacker Brian Urlacher. And two of the best wide receivers to ever suit up in the NFL, Randy Moss and one Terrell Owens. So take a look at that. Robert Brazil, Ray Lewis, Bobby Bethard, Jerry Kramer, Brian Dawkins, Brian Urlacher, Randy Moss, and Terrell Owens. If this isn't as loaded of an NFL Hall of Fame, forget NFL. If this isn't as loaded of a Hall of Fame class as you've ever seen, I don't think it's going to get any better. This has to be one of the most preeminent, noteworthy Hall of Fame classes in all of professional sports. Shout out to all of them. Congratulations to all of the inductees. Better luck next year for all the finalists. I know Everson Walls, who was recently on the network with Ron Barr. It was his final year of eligibility and his first time as a finalist. Hopefully he'll get in through the Veterans Committee or whatever the NFL equivalent of that is. So shout out, winners, 2018 Hall of Fame class. All right, so we're done with all the winners, and we have four losers, but it's all kind of under one category. So here are my losers for the week.
The who? The her?
NBA injuries. Let's take a look back at like the last weekend change. January 26th, DeMarcus Cousins ruptured Achilles tendon, out for the season. January 27th, Andre Roberson ruptured patellar tendon, out for the season. Mike Conley on January 27th, heel surgery, he's out for the season. January 30th, John Wall, knee surgery, he's out for 2 months. January 30th, Kevin Love, broken hand, out 6 to 8 weeks. And Isaiah Cannon, dislocated ankle this week for the Phoenix Suns. So it was really a bad week for NBA injuries, and we've seen a fair amount of injuries this season already. Blake Griffin's missed time, Chris Paul has missed time. Gordon Hayward on opening night dislocated his ankle. So we have had a bad year for injuries in the NBA, and it's only gotten worse. I mean, Kawhi Leonard has missed a bunch of time too. It's not even that players are getting injured, it's that these are big name guys that are getting injured. Obviously, Andre Roberson, not the biggest name out there, but there's a lot of all-star appearances amongst all these injured players. So I hope everybody heals quickly. I hope it all gets better, and that it's weird because the NBA cut back on the back-to-backs, cut back on the 4 games in 5 days kind of thing to kind of preserve guys and make coaches not rest their players as often. And here we are, all more than halfway through the season, talking about how many guys are injured. So a speedy recovery to everybody, but NBA injuries makes people losers this week here at the Diner. Good job, good effort this week goes out to the Clippers and Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin traded by the Clippers to the Detroit Pistons for Tobias Harris, Boban Marjanovic, and a few draft picks. Good job, good effort, because the Clippers organization has become a bit of a mess, especially as players have departed. None of them have too many kind words for Doc Rivers, especially since he's the kind of president of basketball operations and makes trades and signs players and all that kind of stuff. Blake Griffin re-upped with the Clippers in the offseason, signing a max deal, and it looked like he was committed to Los Angeles, the team that drafted him, the only team he had played for in his entire career. He looked like he was set to try to spend the rest of his career with them and try to be the focal point after the departure of Chris Paul. Well, good job, good effort, because they traded you, buddy. I have no love lost for the Clippers, no love lost for Blake Griffin. I don't want to say being stabbed in the back, but after dedicating himself to the franchise, seeing them ship him off a handful of months later does stink. But good job, good effort, because Blake Griffin tried to do the right thing and the Clippers did him dirty. Good job, good effort, Blake Griffin and the Clippers. All right, and last but not least, before we close up the Diner and throw things back over to the Taco Man, is say what?
Say what?
Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, this is their 8th Super Bowl appearance. 5 wins, 2 losses, both of those losses coming to the New York Giants. But here's a fact that will make you say what, or at least go, that can't be right. say what this week, Brady and Belichick have never scored in the first quarter of a Super Bowl together. That's right. 5 Super Bowl wins, 5-2 in the Super Bowl, 7 games, and they have yet to score in the first quarter. I know what you're thinking. Dom, you're full of it. Well, guess what? Believe that. And with that, I'm Dominic Jimenez closing up things at the diner, but don't go anywhere because we've got more Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Taco Man, take it away.
You know, I'm getting emails here, of course, text, coach shooting off the text line, 415-275-1613. Guy from Philly, Sam from Philly, is pissed off. I mean, you are disrespecting Philly, Taco Man. The Philadelphia Eagles win by a touchdown, at least a touchdown. And this guy says he's Brian Williams now. Brian, no, I'm not the MSA. Anyway, bottom line is, I just don't see them winning tomorrow. I mean, I give you guys all the props that you got to the Super Bowl, but getting there and winning, two different things, no doubt about that. Anyway, let's talk about the NBA scoreboard for this past Saturday. Of course, Chicago was a loser at the Clippers. Those lowly Clippers won at home, 113-103. Washington won at Orlando, 115-198. Detroit beat Miami, 111-107. Indiana prevailed over Philadelphia, 192. Houston toppled Cleveland. LeBron James got smoked at home, 120-88. And Utah Jazz were winners in San Antonio, 120-111. One short segment to go here on Taco Man Radio. We've got an open phone line if you'd like to join us, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, this is Taco Man Radio, coming to you live from the city by the bay, baby, San Francisco, California, on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. Of course, we come to you each and every Sunday morning. That's Eastern Time, 1 a.m. Eastern Time, Sunday morning, of course. That's 10 p.m. right here on the West Coast. Bottom line is, you're tuned to Taco Man Radio, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Just wanted to ask you, you know, you've been obviously greatest, in my opinion, greatest quarterback of all time. How have you prepared yourself mentally? Have you gotten any advice from other Hall of Famers or other friends that have prepared you for this particular Super Bowl?
Well, I've had, you know, I'm friends with a lot of guys, other players, older players, and I've seen a lot of them over the course of my time. And it's a great fraternity and group of guys that have played, you know, quarterback in the NFL, and I have a lot of teammates I've learned from over the years. Fortunately, at this point, I have a lot of experience at this point in this game, and I think this very much feels like a week that I've been used to. So I think I'd say that's been a real positive for me. I know how to kind of pace the week, and I know what logistical things I need to get out of the way, but ultimately I got to figure out how to be the best I can be on Sunday night. So I don't want anything to get in the way of that. This isn't the week for me to go out and, you know, do much other than get ready to play football. It's a lot of extra film, a lot of extra practice. And I have to be as mentally and physically prepared as I can be for the biggest game of the year against the best team we faced all year.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
That's Mr. MVP. Maybe I'm talking about Tom Brady. Of course, tomorrow's going to take the New England Patriots to the Super Bowl one more time. Going to capture another gold ring, no doubt about it, folks. -4.5 on the point spread. Of course, the money line, -200. That's stealing money, throwing 200 down on Tom Brady to win tomorrow, of course, the Super Bowl 2018. Now, some other news in the world of boxing. The WBA 168-pound champion, Gilberto Zurdo Ramirez, still unbeaten now, 37-0, 25 kills. The guy can really fight. Knocked out a guy by the name of Habib Ahmed, who was 22-0 coming in, now 22-1, obviously 17 KOs. From Ghana, and we switch gears and go to the UFC. Of course, that took place in Brazil tonight. Lyoto Machida, the Dragon, man, long in the tooth, got to be like 90 years old, defeated Eric Anders on a split decision. That means if you want a split decision at home, then Eric Anders probably won the fight. 48-47, one way, three rounds to two another way, and then one judge had it 4-1 for Machida. Machida, of course, the guy from Brazil. Valentina Shevchenko was the winner on the card. She beat Priscilla Caracciola with a submission, a rear naked choke. She can really fight. Watch it name, Valentina Shevchenko. She can fight at 115 pounds. Now, back to the Super Bowl. Wow. What can I say? I'm pumped up. 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, 3:30 out here on the West Coast. Man, L.A. is going to be rocking. Frisco is going to be rocking because you know why? The Super Bowl is that one time of the year where everybody sort of gets together, and if the game's good, it's good. If it sucks, well, you know, you've had your wings. You got to, like, see your neighbors you really don't talk to too often, you know, have a little chickenness. So the Super Bowl has a little social atmosphere to it as well. So obviously we're all going to have a good time tomorrow, whether you're a football fan or not. In fact, I'm supposed to do live radio at the same time the Super Bowl's on. Do you think I'll be doing Super Bowl? I think I'll be doing live radio. I think I'll be watching the Super Bowl. Bottom line is we'll probably pre-record that show. Anyway, it's been a blast, and of course, exploring Super Bowl 2018, of course, with Mr. Tom Brady, number 12, the New England Patriots, my guy, the greatest of all time. Yes, Joe Montana was my guy out here, man, but when you've been to 7 Super Bowls and now you're going to be in your 8th Super Bowl, got a chance to go, wow, 6-2 of Super Bowls, I guess that's what makes you the greatest of all time. I'm sorry, Joe Montana fans, I'm sorry, because I'm a Joe Montana fan, but Tom Brady's numbers, they're just daunting if you're another quarterback. That's as best I can put it. Anyway, time to wrap things up here. I want to thank, of course, Dominic Jimenez, the great Dominic Jimenez and Dom's Diner. I want to thank Tom Brady for spending some time with us tonight, getting some good quotes. Of course, Joe Montana. And, of course, my producer back in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, the great Scott Cuddy. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Taco Man Radio. Don't forget, that's 10 p.m. Saturday nights, Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time, Sunday morning. Taco Man Radio live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Sports. Until next time, adios, baby!